Urban Meyer is out at Ohio State. His final game will be the Rose Bowl. This is not a joke. Health reasons. And let's talk to ABC6's Matt Finkus. This just went down. Matt, are you shocked about this at all?
50-50. I think that everyone knew. I mean, with the rumblings of what was happening with Ryan Day and the contract being worked out, how much was made of the cyst and everything else this year, that I think that it was bound to happen. I think that the conventional wisdom that was going to be he was going to try to go one more year, but this isn't really that shocking or surprising. I think what's a little bit more shocking or surprising is they kind of went with Ryan Day without any kind of coaching search. It's funny because Clay and I were talking about this last week, kind of when the rumors were swirling around. You've got some guys out there that would love to have this job. No offense to Ryan Day. Ryan's a great guy. He's a brilliant coach, but he's got three games of head coaching experience at this point. I don't know what his recruiting acumen is. Obviously, Urban, dynamic personality on the recruiting trail, and really was able to sell kids on Ohio State and his coaching ability. That's going to be tough. We're going to have to wait and see if Ryan Day has that same effect on people. Obviously, it's going to sound like I'm a homer because, some guys are my roommates, but you got some guys out there like, Luke, who had a shot in 2011. If you know anything about what happened behind the scenes, he really didn't have a shot as a head coach. Hamstrung by what the administration was putting in front of him, but he just went 10-2 down at Cincinnati with a team that had four wins last year. Braves is a head coach in the NFL. Guys like Matt Campbell, Ohio guy, went to Mount Union, coached at Toledo. Has won some huge games at Iowa State, so he's on the big stage already. So kind of surprised that Ohio State would kind of go with Ryan Day just right out of the gates. And not kind of open this up and see what other options or see who else might be available or interested in the position.
Isn't Stoops looking again too, I heard?
Who knows?
Yeah, he's an old guy though.
But I think that he's pretty happy in what he's doing in his retirement. So, the younger brothers are doing what they're doing, but I think Mike, I can't see Mike really coming back.
Right.
And it's just one of those things where, really interesting to see this happen and transpire kind of the way it has. But, again, not really that unexpected.
Matt Finkus, ABC6's Football Fever with us. Now, one thing about Luke is he was stuck with the staff. And I remember that Michigan
Correct.
State game where Jim Bowman, they lost to Michigan State, called five passes the entire game when Braxton was quarterback. This was after they realized Bowserman was not good. So with Ryan Day, and it's just speculation right now, would he keep the same staff? Would he hire his own staff? That's kind of the question as well, because one thing about Urban is he's hired great staff members throughout the years.
I can't imagine a scenario where Ryan Day is forced to keep anyone. If you're going to give the guy the keys to the Cadillac, then you got to let him call his own shots. I think that Gene saw what happened with that, and again, it was a different scenario. Trestle stepped down in what was that in like May, late May or June. So I kind of get why.
And Luke was interim too. Luke was interim, right? Yeah,
was interim as well. But still, I think if Urban's going to retire and you're going to give the keys to Ryan Day, you got to let him build his own staff the way he wants it.
And Matt, do you think? Because I cannot imagine how you would follow this winning percentage, this record against your rival. Will Urban coach again, do you think?
That's a big question.
How do you follow this?
Yeah, how do you follow this up?
My God.
And here's the thing. When Urban did the health reasons in Florida, and he was revered at the University of Florida, just revered, and then decided to come back to Ohio State, that just totally flipped. And the people of Florida hated him. I kind of think that, we know Ohio State fans and how crazy and how vitriol they can be. If Urban takes 3 years off and then goes to
Michigan,
to USC. Yeah, I don't think he's going up there. But you know, ends up and says, "Oh yeah, I think I'm feeling better now. I'm going to come back and go to USC or or somewhere else. You know, somewhere in the SEC." You know, it's great, and the people love him right now. And I think there's going to be, you know, all kinds of people who are going to sing his praises. But if he comes back and coaches somewhere else in 4 years, he can't come back to Ohio again.
Look out.
You know, Matt, I was after I talked to you to get you on, I was talking to someone else who talked to Urban, another player who talked to Urban this year, and Urban was dealing with a lot of the headaches during the season. Is this caused by, I'm assuming, the whole Zach Smith stuff, right? Because he had assists, but we never heard about the headaches until this year.
You know, I guess you can kind of draw a bunch of conclusions. Maybe it's timing. Maybe it's coincidence. You know, you don't know. You know, as much as, you know, family plays a part, and, you know, he's a grandfather now. And, you know, when you go back 3 or 4 years ago, you know, a lot of people look to when Nick was going to graduate, which was last year, and go to college. Would Urban retire then and, you know, want to just be a family guy? He's accomplished plenty. He's got plenty of money. There's no need for him to do anything else. Would that be the time where he kind of hung it up and went and just spent time with his family? I mean, and Nick is now a freshman at University of Cincinnati, going to start playing baseball here in the spring. It kind of fits the design that he came back, and once his family was kind of gone and out, and, you know, all the girls are gone and now and have kids, and now Nick is again at the University of Cincinnati playing baseball. This kind of fit the timeline that a lot of people inside the program were talking about 2 or 3 years ago.
Hey, with Ryan Day, obviously with Urban, you have expectations that were different under Tress. If you're not in the playoffs, Ohio State fans are like, boy, it's just not good enough. And I have no problem with that. Urban's done a great job setting those expectations. With Ryan Day, and this is just an opinion here from you, do the expectations change with Ryan Day, or is it just, hey, we're Ohio State and we expect the same?
I think it's going to be a little bit somewhere in between there. I don't think that it's going to be I don't think anyone's going to expect Ryan Day to be Urban Meyer. I mean, yeah, did he coach really well in those first three games? Sure. Did you play, you know, Oregon State? Did they win another game? I think they won.
I think
won
a couple.
Games
yeah.
This year. Yeah. I mean, and you played Tulsa. I mean, the expectations can't be the same. I mean, he's not a proven guy. They're going to be high. I mean, you know, everyone's going to expect Ohio State to come back, and depending on who comes back, and the other thing to think about is, does this affect Dwayne Haskins coming back? If Urban was going to come back one more year, would he be able to talk Dwayne Haskins into trying to come back for one more year and make one more run at the title? Now, is that off the table? And you got to look at who's next. So, A lot of different scenarios, a lot of things playing out. But, I mean, there's always going to be high expectations, but I don't think you can expect Ryan Day to do the same things Urban Meyer did. He doesn't have the track record.
And what offense does Ryan Day run? Is it the Dwayne Haskins offense, or is it the Urban offense where Martell would be, right? That's an interesting one.
Well, I mean, and I think it just depends on who's going to be your quarterback. I mean, if Haskins leaves the NFL, which he probably should.
Right.
Is Tate Martell your guy? Is it one of these in? It's going to be an open quarterback battle. Yes, Martell is going to have the inside track, but, you know, does Ryan Day want to? I mean, and Ryan Day came from Chip Kelly and Marcus Mariota and running quarterback offense, so it's not like he's a pure NFL. Yeah, he spent time in the NFL under Chip Kelly at San Francisco, but it's not like he's a pure, you know, pocket passer type of guy. You know, that time they had Kaepernick and they're running their quarterback as well. So, he's going to have to put in, that's a big unknown. You know, Ryan Day's going to, if he is the guy who's going to be named, he's going to have to put his own stamp on the program and do things the way he wants to do. So it can't be the Dwayne Haskins and Urban Meyer offense, because chances are both those guys aren't going to be here next year.
So it's going to have to be
the Ryan Day offense.
You can actually hear Jim Harbaugh jumping with joy.
Probably so.
This
is my shot.
What a way to go out, though. Wow. On a Rose Bowl, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and you know, again, you got to be, just like, you know, we talked about, or I said about this team, you know, did they get in the playoffs? Did they have a shot at the national title? No. But I mean, you know, 12-1, Big Ten champs. After everything they've gone through this season, a lot of people might view this as a failure of a season, but I don't think that's
Ohio
State does. I mean, you know, you're playing in the Rose Bowl. You're the Big Ten champs, and
you routed your rival.
Yeah, I mean, you for the seventh straight year.
Right.
So big chance for Urban to go out on top here, and you know, with what he's accomplished, I don't think anyone can question when he decides to go. He's got to do what's best for him and his family, and I don't think it's a situation where, you know, it was the animosity of what happened in the summer or anything like that. I think, you know, I mean, Urban's a tough guy. I mean, it's, you know, he's not a fragile person. You know, yeah, he and Michael Drake might have had some differences, but I guarantee you if Urban wanted to, he'd be back here coaching next year. I mean, it's a great opportunity to go out on your own terms, and not many coaches ever get to do that.
So true.
And Urban Meyer's getting to do that right now.
So what do you want to talk about on the podcast this week?
what do you guys want for Christmas? And, you know.
National Cookie Day.
Like yeah, I mean, yeah, we can just mix it up a little bit.
All right. All right. We'll talk
Thanks,
soon, man.
Matt.
All right. See you guys.